adisendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Lamukela emsakazweni we Studio 7 ngolwesine ekuseni mhlaka 19 kumpalakazi 2019 ngosithandekile Mhlanga. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje, inhlanganiso elela amalungelo abathengi eNational Consumer Rights Association ithi ukusilela kwempopho kobulawayo kulakho ukusabalala ngelizwe. Ukhulumende engekela ukulungisa lolu daba ngokuphangisa.
Kwezinye izitolo vele ayisatholakali kwanhlobo, kube sekusithi kwezinye izitolo iyatholakala lapha nalaphana kwezinye izinsuku, kodwa lapho kumele kube lo mzila omude ilayinelwe ngovidio ekutheni njengalokhu esikubona kusenzeka emabhenki akudingwa imali.
Inhlanganiso elwela ilungelo lezizalwane zezwekazi le-Afrika ye-Africa Diaspora Forum ithi isiphathise ekukhululweni kwezizalwane zeZimbabwe leza kwamanye amazwe ezihlala kwele-South Africa esitokisini phambi kwelanga lekhisimusi.
Ukubana nokuthi njengezolo sikhuphinani elikhulu labanye akade bengamashumi amahlanu nanhlanu, kwathi namhlanje kwaphuma futhi cishe amakhulu amane akade bephuma ngoba umkhando wezangaphakathi wehlulekile ukuthi kubaphindisele enkantolo ngemva kwenyanga.
Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ngizozizwa kuwona lo msakazo. Inhlanganiso elwela amalungelo abathengi eNational Consumer Rights Association INACORA ithi ukusilela kwempopho kobulawayo kulakho ukusabalala ngelizwe. Ukhulumende engekela ukulungisa lolu daba ngokuphangisa. Impopho iqale ukusilela izitolo kobulawayo kuliviki ngemva kokuba uhulumende etshele abayithengisayo ukuthi behlise intengo. Uhulumende uthembise ukuhlawula abagaya umumbo ingxenye yendleko zabo ukuze intengo yempopho ibe phansi. Untungameli Nkomo weStudio 7 uxoxa lesiphathamandla seNACORA umnumzana Efidlela Ncube ukuze sizwe okuningi ngalolu daba.
Impupho kayisatholakali, selokho yasuswa ngale lasekathi sikhona ku-$100 kumbe kusiya phezulu, iyalethwa ku-$50. Iyasilela, ivele sitholakala nzima, sungaya laphana lalaphana uyithole ngemva kweviki. Esikubonayo ukuthi kwezinye izitolo vele kayisatholakali kwanhlobo, kube sekusithi kwezinye izitolo iyatholakala lapha lalaphana kwezinye izinsuku, kodwa lakho kumele kube lo mzila omude ilayinelwe ngovidio ekutheni njengalokhu esikubona kusenzeka emabhenki akudingwa imali.
Nxa likhulumisana labezitolo njengenhlanganiso emela abathengi, bathi uhlupho lungaphi kahle kahle?
Abezitolo bathi bona into engekhoyo ngamabele agayiswayo yilaba abezigayo. Yingakho-ke nanxa befisa ukuthi bathenge kube khona impupho ezitolo kodwa kayitholakali. Nxa sikhuluma nabezigayo, abezigayo bathi hayi amabele kasiwathole e-GMB, ngakho-ke akulani into esingayigayisa. Ngakho-ke labo ama-supermarket abezitolo bathi impupho bayilindile kulaba abagayisayo bathi balinde amabele ku-GMB. Nxa ubuza be-GMB bathi amabele siyawapha laba abagayisayo, asikwazi ukuthi bagayisa ngathi.
Lungaba ludaba lwakobulawayo kuphela lolu yini, kumbe sizabona lusabalala ngelizwe kusiba lokusilela kwempupho elizweni lonke jikelele?
Okwamanje ngasithathanisa lelizwe lonke kwande kakhulu kobulawayo, kodwa kukhangelela ukuthi kugcine kugcwala yonke indawo xa ngabe uhulumente engathathanga izinqumo ezizakwenza ukuthi impuphu ibe khona. Kungenzeka ukuthi mhlawumbe kubangwa ukuthi abezitolo abazuthisekanga ngemali abayithiwa nguhulumende. Mhlawumbe uyakhuluma kuphela akayibhadali leyo mali ekuthiwa yi-subsidy, ukuthi mhlawumbe ubasuse ku-100 wabaletha ku-$50 ebaletha nje ngomlomo kodwa engakhiphanga imali yokugcwalisela kulokho ababe kulezindleko kibo laba abagayisayo lalaba bezitolo. Ngakho kungenzeka kuyimbangela lokho. Nxa kuyilokho-ke kuyabe kusukuthi kuzagcwalilizwe lonke masinyane kugcine kungatholakalanga. Kumele kuhulumende athembeke ayibhadale leyo mali njengalokhu wathembisa ukuze impuphu itholakale ezitolo zonke.
Lo mnumzana efidlela Ncube isikhulumeli senhlanganiso emela abathengisayo eNational Consumer Rights Association obekhuluma icingweni loNtungameli Nkomo weStudio 7.
Kusukela ngomvulo kusiyafika ngolwesihlanu umsakazo weStudio 7 uzalethulela izindaba eziphathelane lokutshabalala kwamadamu enyakatho lasezansi yemandebeleni kanye lasenkabazwe. Manengi amadamu aseleminyaka edubukile kumbe egqibelekile kodwa akula lutho osolwenziwe ngawo nguhulumende.
Idamu lemabhungani lidamu elikhulu elifikisa phose amakhilomitha about 9 kilometers ubude.
Le damu okuthiwa ngukarisinyama.
Idamu elikhulu lokwakuyisiwale.
Thina sinedamu elisephezi.
Idamu esilisebenzisayo laphana idamu Magwanda.
Sixoxa lezakhamizi kanye leziphathamandla zikahulumende. Tiyani indlebe kusukela ngomvulo kuze kuyefika ngolwesihlanu.
Inhlanganiso elwela ilungelo lezizalanwe zezwekazi le-Afrika ye-Africa Diaspora Forum ithi isiphathise ekukhululweni kwezizalwane zeZimbabwe leza kwamanye amazwe ezihlala kwele South Africa isitokisini phambilini kwelanga leKhisimusi kulamakhulu lamakhulu ezizalwane zeZimbabwe ezisemajele eSouth Africa ngenxa ngenxa yamacala achiyeneyo ezowethweswayo agoqelwa ukungabi lamaphepha okuhlala kulelo lizwe ngokusemthethweni ubugebengu ukutshaya umkabo lamanye. UChris Kandio Studio 7 uxoxela umgcini sihlalo wenhlanganiso ye-Africa Diaspora Forum umnumzana Vusi Moses Banda ukuze sizwe okuningi ngalolu daba.
Engingakusho ukuthi ukuboshwa kuyaqhubeka ngendlela emangaza kakhulu. Abantu abaningi nobaboshiwe lapha e-Central eJohannesburg obekule nani elikhulu kakhulu labantu akade beboshiwe. Sesanelisile ukwehlisa lawo manani ngoba abantu sibakhuphile ukuze bathole amalungelo kumbe igunya lokuthi bayo-aplayela ubuphepheli ukuze mhlawumbe bathole ukuhlala. Okufana nokuthi njengezolo sikhuphe inani elikhulu labanye akade bengamashumi amahlanu nanhlanu wathi namhlanje kwaphuma futhi cishe amakhulu amane akade bephuma ngoba umkhando wezangaphakathi wehlulekile ukuthi kubaphindisele enkantolo ngemva kwamalanga ngemva kwenyanga ngoba umthetho uvumela umkhandlo wangaphakathi ukuthi malabo abantu begciniwe ngesikhathi ngesikhathi bagcinwe okwenyanga. Ma inyanga ingadlula baphinde baphindele nabenkantolo bayofaka isicelo sokuthi bagcinwe okwenye inyanga. Ngokunjalo lokhu bekufanele bakwenze mhla ka-13 no-14 no-15 okokusho ukuthi bekuzoba impelaviki basebehlulekayo. Ngakho sasesiyakhulumisana nabo ukuthi ngapha bakhuphe labantu ngoba mabengabakhuphanga sophinde sibathathe sibasenkantolo ephakeme ngesicelo esiphuthumayo. Ngokunjalo ke baye bakhupha abanye-ke namhlanje. Bese sicabanga ukuthi ngempela e-Central lapho kuba yi-police station kubanjwa khona abantu abaningi namhlanje bezokuthela abantu abangaphansi kwamanani angamakhulu amathathu kodwa siye sezwa ukuthi hayi kuphinde kwafika abanye abangamakhulu amane nasithupha namhlanje okusho ukuthi leliya nani liphinde lakhuphuka ngoba isifiso zethu bekuyukuthi kuthi kusiyafika isikhathi seKhisimusi bonke nje abantu abaningi abasema-police station sibe sesibakhuphile ukuze badlalele uKhisimusi bengaphansi.
Manje bona labo bonke iningi labo betheswa amacala ani?
Kuba sezweni laseSouth Africa ngokungekho emthethweni. Bakhona bona abambalwa othola ukuthi basuke amacala asuke bengene ngawo iningi labo. Kuthola ukuthi ngamacala okuhlukumezana, ukuhlukumezana kwasezindlini, lokho esibiza nge-domestic violence. Abantu bakithi iningi labo uyathola ukuthi abesilisa ngoba abesilisa. Nalabo abangabona abesilisa, uthola ukuthi basuke okokuqala nje okusuke kumenze azaboshwe lo muntu. Bebevulela amacala ukuthi cha bayahlukumezana ngekhaya ungathola ukuthi ngubaba nomama kumbe uthola ukuthi yizihlobo. Maye sefike lapho emaphoyiseni abesevutha nento ebeziyilalele ezokuthi abesegcine efunwa-ke ini amaphepha. Umuntu uthola ukuthi uyabuya sezosula leli cala elokuthi bebenokungazwisisani kumbe bengaphathananga kahle kodwa bese kuvela ukuthi amaphepha akanamaphepha lo muntu abesegcine eseboshelwa amaphepha.
Lo mnumzana Vusi Moses Banda umgcini sihlalo wenhlanganiso ye-Africa Diaspora Forum obekhuluma icingweni ye-Studio 7 ese-Johannesburg kwele-South Africa. Yesikhangele indaba eziqhamukayo namhlanje ezikumaphephandaba lemsakazo yitshiyeneyo. Iphephandaba le The Chronicle lithi usomabhizimusi wecholotsho njalo engumalayitha ehlala eSouth Africa umnumzana Bheki Ndlovu udutshulwe lapho ethela amafutha epetulo emoteni yakhe esigabeni egarajini leHillbrow eJohannesburg ngomgqibelo. Umthen wakhe ugcizelele lolu daba kodwa wathi awukabi lolwazi lonke ngokwenzakeleyo. Iningi lilobe enkundleni zekulenjini litshengisa ukudana ngokutshona kukamnumzana Ndlovu obikwa ube lamabhasi, imota zohlobo lwama-Mercedes Benz printers kanye lezitolo lezigayo. Iphephandaba leThe Herald lithi unkosikazi ngamsekeli kamongameli umnumzana Constantino Chiwenga uMary yena osesehlukana lomnyeni wakhe ubhadalelwa indleko zakhe zemthethwandaba ngamalunga e-G40 aseSouth Africa. Wona okuyiwo amtshela ukuthi aqambele amanga umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa lomnyeni wakhe kodwa amagqwetha akhe ayakuphika lokhu. Unkosikazi Chiwenga uvalelwe esitokisini esetheswa icala lenkohlakalo lokuzama ukubulala umkakhe njalo ukhangelelwe ukumiswa phambi komthethwandaba ekupheleni kwayona le inyanga. Amagqwetha akhe azama ukumkhupha ngesibambiso sebail njalo athi uyagula okokuthi kasoze enelise ukuthonisiswa phambi komthethwandaba. Okwamanje ke silalele amazwi abalaleli beStudio 7 abasithumela wona ngeWhatsApp.
Sanibonani mahlabe ezulu, sanibonani basakazi bethu esimthanda kakhulu. Nasemakhaya siyabingelela. Kodwa thina ngihlale endabeni, iye lisibuzele ubaba uThabo Mbeki ukuthi kazi yini engaka oyichapha eZimbabwe? Kazi yini engaka wayelakhilindela wayenza yonke leyo nto zolo lokho bekunguye ade siyaropa uTswangirai emsayinisa ini leyo ama terms and conditions akhona uyafuda sihlukumeza wehluleka ukuqhaza le ndaba kaMgabe noTswangirai. Namhlanje futhi uThabo Mbeki asena le president unango futhi weZimbabwe umnanakwa nalo umfana lo Chamisa kadele ngayo uThabo Mbeki uChamisa uright ma ifizani yawina 100% ayilungisi izinto angifine. Ma uyabe ungubaba emzini wakho olungisa umfazi uzwa ngawo akalungisi umntwanizana ayilungisi.
Sikhangela uChiwenga into imali amamiliyoni bawathatha ngayo yethi bona bavalela abantu ukuthi beswele besebenzisa ibond bona besebenzisa ama-youth and bewadlalise. Angikwazi ukuthi ngabantu abanjani la.
Hayi, igama mina Emmanuel is South Africa. Etip slot. Into mina ngiyibonayo. UThabo Mbeki manje ngabe efisa ukuthi alungisele lo hlupho olukhona eZimbabwe. Kungaba kuhle kakhulu nathi singakuthakazelela ukuze siphume inkingeni lezi sibhekane lazo la eSouth Africa. Ngoba lapho esihamba khona asibonakali njengabantu. Sibizwa njengabantu abanga useless vele abangalangqondo noma singapi sihambe ematesini siyemsebenzini asibheke njengabantu aba right sibizwa ngamakwerekwere abantu bokuza abantu abaya le mthwalo siyahlupheka kungenxa yabo laba bantu abasephalamenti abasenzela into esizifunayo njalo kabalaleli amalungelo ethu njalo kabahloniphi amalungelo abantu mabangahloniphi amalungelo abantu bazabona izinto zihamba kahle njalo nathi sizakuthakazelela ukuthi ilizwe lakithi liphumelele lathi sikwazi ukusebenza ekhaya lokhu sisebenza kwamanye amazwe kunjenjenje manje abanye bahlele egoli abasebenzi bathwele nzima nalo mlayezo ngifisa ukuthi ufike nakibo konangalo ukuthi kabatshintshe ukwenza mabakwanisi bephume beyekele benika abanye or benika abasha abama-80s 90s sibone ukuthi bona bazoyenzana. Ngiyabona.
Ngikhuluma ngoDube ngilapha ngasesavobolo kwelo Botswana. Hey, mina balandela bahle no. Kathesi kubuya imtsozo yokuthiwa kumele siye ekhaya. Ama passport ethu khonapho sasala siyo-applyile. Wona ama passport ethu akaphumi, kumele siyekuthopha manje ngezozokhuluma ikhaza zezimali. Khonapho ukuthi sizeza njani, lokuthi sizodlula njani emabhoda. Ama-permit lawo aka-expire wona. So ama passport yasenjani ase-expire, so asakwazi ndlela sizowathola kumbe sokwenza njani. Khabe sicela uncedo, lisincedise kakhulu balandela abahle bakwa-Studio 7.
Kusesizweni yami isifiso sokuthi angifana ukuthi kwenziwe ayibane Zimbabwe yalunga. Angibana uThabo Mbeki ufika eZimbabwe nomoya omuhle okuzwana ezokhuluma nabantu ababili ebahlanganisa ngeqiniso. Kusho ukuthi angibana nababalisi basondela bebe lomembezo befundisa abantwana. Uhulumende angakabhadale ababalisi, uhulumende angakabhadale amadokotela. Avume ukuthala ngalenza kudala ma abantu bezimbabwe babebulawa yena sithi ababulawa. Bangakhuluma ngalento ekufanele uzathola isihlonipho.
Mina nguWilliam Mlilo waseNkayi. Ngokuhlala kwamanje la ngomsebenzi ngilapha eJohannesburg eGoli kule South Africa. Ngicela ukuphawula ngokufika kukamnumzana uThabo Mbeki elizweni laseZimbabwe. Angiboni ukuthi imizamo yakhe izophumelela. Noma izophumelela, izophumelela in favor of iZANU. Ngoba vele abantu laba yibo ama-elections abelokhu enzakala 2008 uma singakhumbula. Bebekhona oMbeki yena wavela wavumba kudala nje ukuthi isimo si-right. So yini ayilanda ukuthi uzoyilungisa ngoba vele yena kuyinto i-right. Ikuzama nje ukuncenjezela lo mfana uChamisa ukuthi bamsondeze kuZANU. IZANU imginye kufana nje lokuthi nokwenzwa nguMnumzana uTsvangirai wangena. Yes, of course into zabakhona emashopu le mali kwaba into njengalezi kwabangcina, but angiyiboni into yabakhona nje ukuthi ebambeka ukuthi wayenzela abantu. Kwaba ukuthi nguye nje wayesehlale endlini ezidurayo esehola imali esezidanane nondoda banomgabi, kwaphela kanjalo. Ama-reforms awebekhala ngawo awaphelanga, abawesi manje abawela manje nje sijikeleza wane njawo nje asiyiphambili. And uChamisa uma engavuma layo ukuthi kwenziwe uhulumende wobumbano lezana naye uzoyenza into enziwa kuTsvangirai, bazomnikeza ubunandi nje, bamnikeza izindlu ley'mali ukuthi nje isikhundlanyana nje. Ama-reforms awanakhohlwe ngawo, after 5 years bamlahlekelwa kuma-elections, babuye futhi barobe bawine kukhutshwe kunjalo. So angiluboni nje uncedo kambeki kuyafika lapha, ngoba vele yinto nje efana le-African Union, le-SADC, yinto nje eyi-one. Noma nje kunesimo esingekho kahle elizweni, bona bagijima bavume kuphela.
Lawo-ke ngamazwi abalaleli be-Studio 7. Lingakhohlwa ukuthi lani liyenelisa ukusithumela amazwi enu. Eliwathumela kuWhatsapp kunombolo ezithi +1 202 465 0318. Ngiyaphinda njalo inombolo zethu +1 202 465 0318. Ngithande njalo ukwamukela labo abasilandelayo kukhasi lethu le-Facebook uVOA Ndebele, lapho esi-live streama khona. Siyayimukela uNorman Ngwenya, yena uthi ubulewe ngumuntu abaziyo. Ngithemba ukhuluma ke ngomufi lo obulewe eSouth Africa. Kodwa ke sibonile lapha iphephandaba leli Chronicle ebesibala kulo ukuthi umndeni wakhe uthi awukabi leqiniso lokuthi ngobani abambuleleyo, ngakho kusadingisiswa, akukabi lesiqiniseko sokuthi ngempela ngubani. Siyakwamukela layo bokuthula seBangwenya, lo Jason Maphosa, lo Mandla Joshua Yoram, lo Norman Ngwenya. Lo Nkululeko inothi livuka njani mthwakazi omuhle, ngithi holiday enhle, liziphathe kuhle, ungezwa sunathe kakhulu, uhambe uyelala, litshayele kuhle ezindleleni, sibuye sidibana ngo-2020 singabaphilileyo. Yebo ke Nkululeko, lengoma Engisiza ukukhonsela yona ekugcineni kwalo uhlelo ikhuluma ngokuchayela kuhle lapho emgwaqweni. Umpande yamadoda amathema uthi salibonani mina mbone ukuthi indaba kaMbeki izasebenza. Kuthi ke uNoel Hlengani Ndlovu laye uyasivukisa lapha uthi angiboni inkinga enziwe ngubaba Mbeki ithunyelwe iSADC ukuthi nje azizele ngokuthanda kwakhe. Simukele njalo uLevius Ncube, siyabonga liqhubekele sixhasa lithiye indlebe emsakazweni weStudio 7 lamhlanje ekuseni. Sikhangeleke ezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Umongameli Donald Trump weMelika usezathonisiswa phambi kwedale leSenate kulandela ukuvota kwedale leHouse of Representatives elikhokhelwa libandla lamaDemocrats izolontambama ngohlelo lwe-impeachment. Lenze lokho ngoba lisithi umongameli Donald Trump kaphathi kuhle amandla akhe embusweni njalo uyavimba ukuthi kuhlolisiswe indlela asebenza ngayo. Lokho kutsho ukuthi umongameli Trump webandla lama-Republicans usezamiswa phambi kwedale leSenate lapho amalunga amaningi angawebandla lakhe njalo ingcweti eziningi zithi angawabuyisela emuva isinqumo samademokrati. Kweziphathelane leMelika, umnumzana Mandla Mkhwananzi isizalwane seZimbabwe esihlala edolobheni le-Indianapolis usichasisela ngokwenza amazwe athuthukileyo njengeleMelika aphumelele kwezomnotho. Lapho ke siqhathanisa leZimbabwe.
Kufanele kube nokuthembeka kulabo abayibo abaphethe intambo ngoba sisihlale la mazwe la kade nampana oRwanda kathe sebephakeme. Sibona labo ethongolophuzeni la Malaysia kudala kwakungama-desert 20-30 years ago kodwa kathe sokungamadolobha amakhulu. Kungisho nje ukuthi into iba sekuthembekene ukuthi nxa kunabahola abathembekileyo ilizwe lingathuthuka ngoba laye nalo umongameli Mnangagwa uthe engena lanxa engene ngodlakela kodwa abantu bebefuna ukumsupporta, bebefuna la mazwe wonke bebefuna ukuthi ancedise engathi bekule goodwill eningi kodwa waphinda wayilahla waze nakaze ngokungalaleli abantu. So kathesi abantu sesiwese kaze kuseselomgaka okuyikho futhi esizisola ngakho ukuthi kathi asisola umgaka kodwa nangomunye futhi sethinde wanza baba wese. So ngisho nje ukuthi konke kusekulalele nabantu nokuthembeka ngemnotho welizwe.
Sesibuyela njalo kweleMelika, ungathi ilizwe leli linjani ubudlelwano lamanye amazwe lawo elithengiselana lawo lalawo elakhelane labo. Sibonile ukuthi kuke kwaba lokunye kungani kungazwisisani lele China kodwa kuyaxoxiswana kucine konke kuhambe kuhle. Bakwenza njani lokho?
Yawusokalo ukuthi lawo baba lokungazwisisani lamanye amazwe entweni zokuthengiselana ama-prizes lani lama-taxes. Kodwa ngokuhlalisana phansi bayakhuluma kulungiswa. So into yikukhulumisana lamanye amazwe ukuzama ukulungisa ukuthi kuncedise bonke abantu laba bakwamanye amazwe nalaba la. Ongathi kithi hayi lelimo kuthiwa hayi nxa ungafuna hamba.
Lo ke ngumnumzana Mandla Mkhwananzi isizalwane seZimbabwe esihlala e-Indianapolis khonapha eMelika. Le yiStudio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eseWashington DC. Lisibamba kumagagasi aku 909 medium wave, laku short wave 6175, laku 7255 ekseni susela ngo 6 kusiya ngo 7. Futhi ke ntambama kusukisela ngo 8 kusiya ngo 9. Sitholakala ku 909 medium wave, laku short wave 4930, 13860, laku 15460 kHz. Ku live talk sitholakala ku short wave ku 4930, 13860 lagu 15460 kHz. kusukela ngo-8 kusiya ngo-9 ntambama. Yebo ke kuhlandla lethu lezemculo namhlanje silothokozani izikhali yena olesixwayiso esibalulekileyo othi kahle driver. Umculo kaThokozani Zikhali othi kahle driver. Xwayisa abantu ke lapha ngesikhathi sekhefu lapho ukuthi betshayele kuhle. Singakehlukani-ke sikhangele ezinye zendaba ebezikhokhela. Inhlanganiso elela amalungelo abathengi ithi ukusilela kwempupho kobulawayo kulakho kusabalala ngelizwe. Uhulumende engekela ukulungisisa umnotho ngokuphangisa. Inhlanganiso elwela ilungelo lezizalwane zezwekazi le-Afrika e-Africa Diaspora Forum ithi isiphathise ukukhupha esitokisini izizalwane zeZimbabwe eziningi ezihlala khonale phambi kwelanga leKhisimusi. Hayi ke silugqiba lapha uhlelo lwethu lanamhlanje olivalelisayo. Musithandekile Mhlanga, ngikhonapha e-Washington DC.